ICANN 52, Singapore, Bras Basah, Cross Community Working Group on Internet Governance. February 9th, 2015.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start in a minute or so. If you could please take your seats and okay, ladies and gentlemen, please take your seats. And can we start the recording, please? Well, good afternoon, everyone. My name is Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, and I'm one of the co-chairs of the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance. Next to me is Rafik Damak, another co-chair. The third co-chair, Jordan Carter, is not able to join us today due to other commitments at this very moment. But we're going to be running the session. This is a planning session for the working group. It's open to everyone to attend. We're going to be discussing primarily, first the charter, small modification in the charter to sort of open it up to having observers who haven't been nominated by their supporting organization, advisory committee, or stakeholder group. Then we'll address the relationship between the community and ICANN staff on the Internet governance ecosystem. That's actually one of the main topics for today. I suggest adding something between agenda item 3 and 4, which is just a short summary of what has been planned for the public session that we'll be holding on, Thursday? Thursday public session. And then we will be looking afterwards at the end of this, hopefully within the 75 minutes that we have allocated, at the calendar of forthcoming activities and to plan for the topics for the whole of 2015. I probably will be unable to go through all of that because 2015 will have a lot of meetings as far as internet governance is concerned. But at least we'll have a rough idea of what the significant components will be for this year. Rafik, do you wish to? Is there anything else that needs to be added?
No, I think all were said. I mean, first we should welcome all those. I'm seeing many new faces that I cannot recognize, so we should really welcome them.
Yes, thank you, Rafik. So welcome everybody, and the first agenda item is going to be on the charter of this cross-community working group. A little bit of history. This started as an ad hoc cross-community working group between, I believe it was the ALAC and the NCSG. It was a very quick setup because of that Net Mundial that was announced last year with just 3 months until Net Mundial happened, and it was felt that the community needed to send in some comments in the run-up to Net Mundial. So it was basically topic-oriented to start with, and then past Net Mundial, the question was, well, do we go on, do we not go on? And it was felt that there was indeed a need in ICANN to have a community-wide input into issues of internet governance, especially today, since many of the supposed threats, in quotes, come from outside the ICANN sphere. So we then built a charter that basically tightened up the membership of the working group and perhaps went a little bit further than initially thought. There were, at the time, no actual guidelines on how to build a cross-community working group, and so we based it on past cross-community working groups. And the issue that we're going to look at today, which is not such a huge issue, the issue is that of the actual membership of the working group. At the moment, the charter says that the membership needs to be appointed by the supporting organization organizations and advisory committees, and the observers also need to be nominated by supporting organizations and advisory committees and stakeholder groups. And we've felt that in the light of the other cross-community working groups that have recently been created, the one on inner stewardship transition, the one on accountability, there was a need perhaps to loosen the membership criteria and certainly the observer criteria to go in line with this more open way of having cross-community working groups. Bart, I know I didn't speak to you earlier about this, but is that how the whole thing is planned? Do you wish to add a few things? Bart Boswinkel.
Yeah, my Olivier, I think, say, if you look at the way the CWG and CCWG charters evolved, there was a discussion around the use of the word observer. That was one element. And so that became participant. So it's members and participants in these working groups. And the participants, it's to reflect that those who are not appointed by the SOs and ACs do have almost the same right as or the same, they participate at an equal footing as the members, with one exception, or two exceptions, effectively. One is if it ever came to a vote within these cross-community working groups, it's only for the SO and AC appointed members. But secondly, as a counterbalance, the SO and AC members are expected to engage with their respective communities to inform them and to engage them in the different processes. So it's a bit of a two-sided sword from that end. And the participants, it's open. You don't need to belong to an SO or AC. It's just those who are, part of who want to contribute to the process can subscribe. That's more or less the status of both cross-community working groups.
Thank you very much, Bart. Olivier speaking. You mentioned participants, but you also mentioned observers. In the wider, the current cross-community working groups on INS stewardship, on accountability, is there an equivalency between observers and participants, or have observers be changed to participants?
It's in the CWG on stewardship. In the charter, you see still the term observers. If you would look at the wiki, the term has changed into participants. In the CCWG accountability, it's a bit more complex, you have members and participants who participate on equal footing, but you also have observers, and observers means you just are subscribed to the email list with no posting rights, etc. So you just see what's going on, and that's it. And you can attend the meetings, but because they're open anyway, but a lot of the email traffic, you cannot contribute to the discussions themselves. So that's even more complicated if you would make a distinction between participants and observers. So these are the non-SO and AC appointed people in the working group.
Right. Thank you very much, Bart. And so the proposal here that has been discussed among the chairs and has been shared with the mailing list is to loosen up the rule of participants and of members and observers, and in effect have this category of participants in the same way as the other CWGs, so as to allow for everyone to take part in this dialogue and discussion that we're having in the working group. Are there any questions or comments from anyone in the room? Marilyn Cade.
Thank you. Marilyn Cade speaking. Let me just ask a clarifying question. I want to say that I believe that this will be a very helpful adjustment to our charter, and I think that the practice followed now by the CCWG on accountability demonstrates that you can have a fairly large group that can work together productively while adhering to certain structures and rules about process, but also have a much larger community of observers. My question is specifically, we will need, when we modify the charter, we will then need to go back to the chartering organizations. And I think that's probably important to note and see if we can try to do that fairly soon. We have a number of participants who are from, we have a number of parties, regardless of their standing, who are from the various SOACs, et cetera. So I'm wondering if we possibly want to set a kind of a rough deadline of trying to get this done in a month or something of that nature.
Thank you, Marilyn. Bart Boswinkle.
Bart Boswinkle, for the record. If you would look at, say, in principle, so I agree with the principle, but there are the practicalities of life as well. If you would look at the CWG stewardship, it still contains the term observers in the charter. And what was done is that they went back to the chartering organizations, in fact, looking no objection, which is a very light process, whether they could interpret the term observers meaning participants. And probably you could use the same kind of method again to those SOs and ACs who have chartered this working group, asking if there is any objection to interpret the term observers in the way the CWG uses, or the CCWG uses participants, or the CWG uses participants.
Yes, thank you, Bart. Now, indeed, the interpretation of this term is probably the lighter option to be able to proceed swiftly rather than having to send a charter back to the chartering organizations and have a new ratification process. I think that's... are there any comments or thoughts about this? Does silence mean consent? Okay, so it looks like... Bart?
Just one additional remark, because, say, the silence as consent, I think that was finished. It's probably something to consider as well, as a lot of people already subscribe to this working group or its predecessor when it was not chartered. And it's maybe a consideration to consider those, or those people who want to be, still want to be part of this group, to offer them the status as participants. So that would mean a change in the denomination on the wiki page, etc., and make them participants without having to go through another process, again, to avoid a lot of bureaucracy.
Thank you very much, Bart. So I think that the action to move forward on this is for the current co-chairs to... Oh, and Rochelle, did you want to add something? Oh, you've just bought a $1 million car, so sorry. You don't wave like that at auctions. So effectively, I think the way forward, Tariq.
Thank you, Olivier, and thank you for inviting me to this session. I mean, it's clear in the objective, but I just wanted to repeat it so that it's clear to everybody who maybe have not read the charter to the end, that any NTIA transition, IANA stewardship transition issues and related accountability, whether track one now or track two, are outside the scope of this working group, because it has its already established mechanisms by the board and by the structures. And so we just wanted to mention that up front, because there is a lot of work that is already going on related to these issues in 2015, and maybe in accountability track two beyond, we never know what will be post-IANA. So I just wanted to mention this so that it is clear to everybody, although it's clearly written, but just for the record. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tarek. Yeah, we already have enough headaches outside with these other ones. We don't want more headaches. So, the way forward, I guess, then, is for the co-chairs to write to the respective supporting organizations and advisory committees that have chartered this group and ask them for whether they have no objection to this widening of or interpretation of observers into participants. I don't know who takes the action items. Is Renate, are you?
Between
oh, excellent. So more than one person. Excellent. Thank you. So I think that's a good way forward. Just as a reminder, so Jordan Carter is the co-chair from the CCNSO, appointed by the CCNSO. Rafik Damak from the GNSO. I'm from the ALAC. We are still looking at other supporting organizations and advisory committees to appoint someone as a co-chair. I have had a discussion with the GAC. Unfortunately, the bandwidth in the GAC is rather limited with all of the things that are going on, so they might just have a seat that will remain available in case they wish to partake and so on. But that's they're not a co-chair of the working group itself, or at least they don't want to appoint someone as a co-chair. As far as the ASO is concerned, I'm still waiting for Louis Lee to come back. And with the others, there is varied interest. Of course, the amount of work that is currently taking place is stretching people quite a lot. Tarek Kamel.
Yeah, thank you again. I think it's important to have some representation from the GAC, and we'll talk to Thomas again, so that we can claim that it really represents the community and it's inclusive, because if governments are part of for the IG debate and the process, and it's one within the constituency of ICANN. So if we want to state to the other, to the outside world that this is more or less inclusive, then I think GAC has to be, not necessarily as a co-chair, but has to be well represented.
Thank you, Tarek. Please get back to us with the feedback on this. All right, thank you. Marilyn, did you want to add something?
Actually, yes, I do. Marilyn Cade speaking. I think that in approaching Thomas, if we are clear that we're encouraging the participation, and particularly if it's possible to have participation from more than one GAC member, more than one region, I think that would also be very, very helpful.
Thank you, Marilyn. So let's move on to agenda item 3, addressing the relationship between the community and ICANN staff on the internet governance ecosystem. I'm not sure who wishes to lead on this. I do know that the blog post was sent out. Nigel, Tarek, do you wish to summarize on the blog post? Or?
No, Nigel, I mean, we have drafted together with Nigel and Rochelle and Mandy and Benny, and as you requested, to give an overview for the main, happenings since Los Angeles until now. It's sometimes very difficult to give details, and it has been posted as far as I understand. So, Nigel, please go ahead and give a quick overview. And if there are questions, we are all available, or comments, we are all available to answer any questions or comments. So, Nigel, maybe you go over it quickly so that we don't take a lot of time.
Yes, not Nigel Hickson, government engagement. Yes, we've written a report on the various internet governance activities since Los Angeles up to this meeting. It'll be attached to the agenda for the IG's public session on Thursday. So this is the session on Thursday, 11:15 to 12:30. And one of the agenda items on Thursday is Net Mondial and associated internet governance issues, and so some of the issues that are on the report obviously can be taken up during that session as appropriate. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nigel. Olivia speaking. Just trying to find out with Renate here. Is this a blog post that is published somewhere? Do you have the?
Yeah.
You have a link to it, yeah, and because I know it was sent to the mailing list and, of course, to the co-chairs, but I'm not. It would be good to perhaps put it in the chat.
Yeah, We'll make sure. I mean, it'll be, as I say, because it's related to the agenda item for Thursday. It'll be attached to the agenda item. But it's public. It's a public material.
Thank you very much, Nigel. So, Marilyn Kate.
Thank you. Marilyn Kate speaking. Nigel, thank you. And thank you, Tarek, for the report. I want to refer everyone to the charter and the purpose of why we're here. Because seeing this report, which is helpful and informative, and I welcome, does not actually fulfill our responsibility as the CCWGIG to do our part of the work, which is to provide input to the ICANN staff, the SOs and the ACs on issues pertaining to internet governance discussion and processes, and also to provide suggestions, I think, and feedback to ICANN staff about the participation in these internet governance activities. And I'm interested in how we're going to address the content that is and activities that are described in this paper. I probably know more about what ICANN is doing in some of these areas, perhaps, than others. I see others around the room who are at all these meetings with me as well. But there's a lot of substance in this paper, and I think it would be helpful for us to have a little bit of a discussion rather than just to say, okay, now we've read what ICANN is doing, but we may also have views, and I certainly have a view on some of the activities that I'd like to engage in a discussion on. But I think, chairs, co-chairs, that we should think about how we are going to discuss this. If we aren't going to discuss it today, then we need to figure out how we, as a part of our regular work of the CCWGIG, are engaging in that discussion.
Thank you for these comments, Marilyn. Terry Kemmel?
I propose we have a similar approach that we are taking with the GAC in our work forward. So we have regular calls with the GAC chair and the GAC leadership, not all GAC members, then. But and we provide a report that speaks about the reports about the achievements about for a certain period, and the planned activities, and is being discussed then during the calls that happen on a regular basis. If there are specific questions concerning achievements or deliverables, or if there are proposals for inputs concerning future activities within the certain time frame that is being reported about, then it's also being considered. Whenever there is, for example, an input like the one that was the mapping of the CSTD, I know that there has been input from Marlene and from Olivier as well to the process that has been provided to Nigel, and Nigel has submitted that. So we can do both. I mean, speak about what has happened, okay, if there are questions about more details, what is being on the plan, how would we structure the input from the working group so that it's being forwarded then as whatever statements or input or whatever the form of position for the fora that is next.
Thanks for this, Tarek. Are there any comments or questions? I had a question, actually. How many people in the room have read the blog post and report? Okay, so because I was going to say let's discuss it, but then of course we're not going to discuss it if nobody's read it yet. It's the first time, yeah. I think we probably need to publicize this a little bit more and maybe take it further than this. It's a bit of a pity, but I mean it is a very long report. It does have many activities. I see here ITU Plenipot, CSTD, WSIS. IGF mandate at the UN and MAG, ITU Council Working Groups, OECD, CDEP Committee. I wish they didn't have so many acronyms. Net Mundial Initiative, Geneva Internet Platform, WEF Davos Meeting, New York and Geneva Briefings. Of course, some of these don't really have a follow-up. I'd imagine the Plenipot is just a one-off, and the follow-up will be a bit different. But others are going to have a follow-up, and I guess it really is for this group to then find a way, and this is maybe the right time to discuss it, find a way on how to work with you to proceed forward. Marilyn, Kate?
Well, I certainly don't want to dominate this, but I'm going to give an example. I think it's unfortunate that people haven't had a chance to read it to be able to ask questions about it. I'll give an example about the ITU Plenipot. I think there's significant follow-up to the ITU Plenipot. I was just in Geneva for 4 days. Nigel was there for 2 of those days, and Vinny Mokalski was there on the Bulgarian delegation for the time as well. Those two council working groups are one on WISIS, the ITU Council Working Group on WISIS, and the other is the ITU Council Working Group on International Internet Public Policy. Both have reflective implications for ICANN. And one of them, the WISIS working group, has reflective implications for the overall internet ecosystem. The Internet Public Policy Working Council Working Group has a specific list of work items which reflect into the work that ICANN is responsible for. During the during that meeting, one government proposed that the ITU should take up their own consultation on the IANA transition. Fortunately, there were a number of other parties there who are engaged in the GAC and were able to assure the room in that particular working group, Stakeholders Do Not Speak, they were able to assure the room that there's no need and, in fact, they would be welcome to come and join the process. But both of those working groups will meet again in October. And in May, the council, ITU Council itself will meet, and I would expect there to be continued efforts by certain states that are not fully engaged in ICANN to be pushing for a role for the ITU. My observation is, again, this is a member, that is a member-driven UN organization, and so one observation I have is that I don't see the ITU staff actively attending the GAC as they used to. And so one of the things that I took the opportunity to do is to speak to the Secretary General, urge them to resume attending the meetings. But I think this kind, we need to find a way that we're all prepared so that we can exchange views and talk about this, these kinds of activities that ICANN is engaged in, and then also to provide reflection on how we as a community may be able to ourselves contribute to ICANN's success, not because we're trying to dictate what the ICANN staff does, but we're trying to inform what the ICANN community can do when we're engaging in these events and activities.
Yeah, thanks for this, Marilyn. And of course, as a reminder, ICANN has dedicated staff to work on these issues, but as a certain class of participant, and of course, as far as ITU is concerned, we do have members that are either advisory parties to some of the member countries, or even on the delegation of member countries, and that's an asset that can be used. Tarek, if I can put you on the spot, what kind of a relationship would you be happy with as far as the way that we could contribute into the work that you have with your staff?
Talking about the ITU Plenipot follow-up or in general?
Pretty much in general, yeah. On all the issues. I mean, see there's a lot going on.
It definitely we welcome any input and any consultation and guidance that we get. The membership of the working group has a lot of experts that really can add and reflect back the input also from the community that they represent and deal with. At the end, we are 5-6 people. In our group, we are cooperating with the regional vice president, the team of GSE of SALI, but still, even that, the number is still limited, and we are dealing with only a specific number of people that we can interface with. So, A, I think that on a regular basis, if we get input to the liaisons and to ourselves from the members of the working group about any issues that are hot in IG in general, that we might not be paying attention to, or even if we are paying attention to, this adds then to the overall picture that we are working on. So that's one part, which is the generic part. The other part is very specifically when it comes to a specific fora, like preparation for the IGF. This has a certain format that we need to be adhered to while we are moving forward. When it comes to the ITU, it has its own regulations. It's via member states. We are not even, not only a member state, but we don't have a status there. We are being represented either via Veni, as it has been mentioned, as in Bulgarian delegation, and sometimes Nigel has his own relations to go into some of occasionally of the events. So having there on a regular basis feedback about the what's happening in whether in the council working groups, whether in the council working group international internet related issues, whether in the WSIS review working group that is happening. I want to also say at this occasion that our relation to the ITU has changed, okay, more or less to the positive side, as such in the last 2 years. I'm not claiming that there is agreement on everything, but there is a bridge, there is a link, there is a dialogue between FADI and the leadership of the ITU and between ourselves and the ITU, which enhances the overall reflection of the environment, that it's not the enemy anymore. And I hope that we all also take this approach. Now we have areas of disagreement, but we have also areas of agreement together, and we can be working together specifically towards the WSIS. So that's a second issue, input that we can take from having members of the cross-community working group who have the privilege to attend events that we might not be able to attend. The third thing is when it comes to input that needs to be getting out of ICANN, for example, to the CSTD and the mapping issues that they were asking for the other couple of weeks ago. It makes a lot of sense that we get expertise and input as it happened from the working group, so that this reflects the input of ICANN, reflects really also the input of the community into that direction. When it comes to the IGF, can do panels together, for example, and organize some panels panels together that would reflect the interests of ICANN, because at the end, I mean, this is an ICANN Internet Governance Working Group. This is not a generic IG working group that talks overall the ecosystem about other issues that are outside the scope of ICANN. We have a special remit from the board as ICANN, so we are very keen that we stick to it while we are moving forward, which is the naming and numbering. And there is a lot of work, even outside IANA, related to that that can be addressed within the IGF. The WSIS and its renewal of the IGF is something that we all need to be working on. And I think the work group can help us a lot in doing that, whether in New York or where the decision is going to be taken in an intergovernmental basis or in other places. The continuity of the WSIS process, we don't want to lose this process. This is something that we have been all benefiting with as a community of, including ICANN, for the last 10 years. So let's not lose it. There is a risk that we lose it and that the world says, well, let's wipe off this off the world's agenda. These people got enough attention, ICT4D, and let's look at something else more interesting in an environment or whatever. Also, it might touch on ICANN's remit, so we need your help that this does not happen to avoid the worst. We need the recognition also within the process. So I think it's a long journey while we are moving forward. And although we said that the IANA scope is outside of here, we will not be able to neglect the repercussions of the output of IANA, whatever it is, in which direction, on what we are doing. So we should not lose that out of sight. So I hope that the ongoing coordination and cooperation with the working group will enrich our knowledge in that. We will also reflect what we hear and what we do with in our engagements. And when it comes to representation, I hope that there is then close coordination, I think, as it happened in the plenipotentiary. So does this answer your question?
Yeah, thank you very much, Tarek. I see a two-track process here, the internal track process in shaping the policy within ICANN, and then the external one being having the influence of being able to be part of some of the different fora out there that you might not have a direct access to. Any comments, thoughts? I know, Marilyn, this is right up your alley. I'm sure you have a thousand things to tell us, but I just wondered on this side. Okay, so we'll start with Bill Drake and then Mirella Misiel. So, Bill, you have the floor.
Thank you. Going back some time, when ICANN first started to have to really engage the geopolitical environment a lot more, many of people in community who operated in both the sort of UN-type settings and ICANN as well were interested to follow what the ICANN was doing in terms of representing the organization and the community in these various contexts. And I know that we had NCSG, the Non-Commercial Stakeholder Group, a number of times discussions with the board where we asked, you know, they had at the time a board group, I can't remember what it was called, Global Stakeholder Engagement or something like that, that was taking the lead on those kinds of relationships. And we had asked them a number of times, you know, how do we work with you? How do we engage with you? And it was always difficult to get answers. They didn't have a way of doing that. Now, right. Now things have evolved. We've staffed up. We have your shop and so on. And now the question remains, though, again, the same in a way, though, Tarek. When you say there's a lot of people with a lot of interest and you welcome the input, and et cetera, how can we more actively coordinate is the question. We have this mail list that sees very little traffic, despite the fact that, you know, you look around this room and it's quite full. There's a lot of people who are very interested in these issues. You have a lot of people who do have strong interest in and stakes in some of the kinds of activities that your team is leading ICANN's representation in. So I wonder if there isn't some way for us to have a fuller coordination without tying your hands too much. I don't want to create tons of new work for you guys in terms, you know, that you should have, you know, before every meeting you should be checking with the community and so on. But if we could find some way to, like, establish a more ongoing communication about the things that are coming up and what you see the challenges in those different settings to be and how the community might weigh in and so on, it might help to give this activity more structure, more purpose, and so on. Because otherwise, we're sort of in a kind of funny place. We're not like a lot of other cross-community working groups that have a very bounded, defined deliverable, right? I mean, we during the Net1DL initiative process, we wrote a text. But we do have all these people together now, and there are ways in which we can actually contribute in a positive way. And I think it strengthens ICANN's hand very much if when you go into these meetings, you're able to say, you know, it's not just ICANN, the staff, talking. We have this big community behind us that is supporting the positions that we're articulating here, as reflected in perhaps. So if you were going into a negotiation and it would be useful for the community to adopt a statement, for example, that you would pass along and say, reflecting civil society, different business groupings, et cetera, ICANN community is expressing the following view on this matter, or whatever. This is what I'm asking. How can we concretize the general desire to have input and coordination by turning it into something real in terms of an activity?
Thank you, Bill. Tarek?
If I may, definitely the input is needed, and especially from experts around the table that can really help us, and there are many. But I also want to explain the way we are working and that the board and Fadi asked us to work. There are two types of engagements on IG that we are getting involved in. Things that are very specific to ICANN, which are related to ICANN's accountability, GTLD program, the IANA transition, for example. And these things that are very clear related to ICANN and ICANN's mission, the numbering and stuff like that. And when it comes to these issues, we are becoming vocal, whether in the ITU plenipotentiary, as Benny did and others, or in other fora at the IGF, or because that's our bread and butter at the end. So that's one of the ways if you can help us while we are taking positions and speaking, if we know definitely in advance that this is going to be one of the subjects that are going to be raised, because it is by far more stronger if we have the community behind and with us and speaking with us and attending different sessions that are related to ICANN's remit, numbering, and protocol parameters. And I expect after the IANA transition that this issue will be more and more needed, because we will find further pressure on these issues from the outside world, as such. But let's wait and see. The other type of category where the board and the CEO were very clear, when it comes to IG issues that are not only related to ICANN, we need to coordinate with ISOC, we need to coordinate with the RIRs, we need to coordinate with the rest of the community when it comes to the global positions as such. And here we have also our channels that we are working with ISOC and others as such, and we are inviting you also to participate. There are the mailing lists, for example, that ISOC is leading, and to a great extent, ISOC sometimes takes leadership. And the instructions from the board at the time being is give ISOC leadership in those issues that are not explicitly ICANN related, as the example that I have mentioned is GTLD and IANA and ICANN accountability and jurisdiction and this list. So when it comes again to ICANN's remit, we are there. We hope to be together. We'll make sure that we coordinate on panels, on statement papers, on inputs, on whatever engagements that we are doing. When it comes to the broader things, we have to work within the ecosystem as such, and mention that as well within the calls or whatever, which avenues are we taking with ISOC and others.
Yeah, thank you, Tarek. And there is actually a precedent for a paper to be sent by ICANN or a contribution by ICANN, which was bounced into the working group to start with, and that was the CSTD mapping the internet feedback. Nigel, could you say a couple of words? And then I propose that perhaps we could have a formalized way of you being able to share some of those contributions with the community, giving them enough time, of course, to be able to respond, and then being able to amend the contributions accordingly. Nigel Hicks.
Yes, thank you very much, Olivier. Nigel Hicks. I'll be very brief, and it's so pleasant to have so many people here, and I do hope that that you'll come along on Thursday, because the agenda item on Thursday is specifically addressing the Net Mondial Initiative and associated issues. We have a panel, well, we don't have a panel, we have a number of discussants moderated by Bill Drake, and we'll be able to address such issues as the WSIS, as the IGF, and the ITU activities, etc. But specifically on your question, Under the review of WSIS, this is the review of the WSIS outcomes as called for in paragraph 111 of the Tunis Agenda. There are a number of activities being carried out before the UN General Assembly looks at this issue in this December. One of them is that the CSDD Committee, which is the Committee on Science and Technology for Development, which comes under the Economic and Social Committee at the UN, is developing a paper that will be going into the UNGA as an input. And we have an opportunity, ICANN as an observer at the CSDD, to input to that. And there's two papers. There's a paper on the WSIS outcomes, and there's a mapping exercise, which is an exercise at looking at the various internet governance activities. So these are wide internet governance activities, including cybersecurity and privacy, etc., and seeing how they're being affected, who is working on them at the moment. And those are the sort of papers which we're asked to give an input to. Those are the sort of papers which, as Tariq Kamal has said, of course, that we can circulate to your group as you to this group as you see appropriate and seek input, of course. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. There is actually a question on the chat, and I have not forgotten the cue, Marilia, so you'll be speaking soon. Tariq.
To Bill's question about the coordination, we can also not only have meetings during the ICANN meetings twice or three times a year, but whenever there is a good number of people coming together at an occasion in Geneva, for example, for an event, an ITU or CSTD meeting or whatever, or the IGF, or then we can also come together. I mean, we'll not do an extra travel, not to add extra burden on the community, on the community members for a face-to-face meeting. But whenever there is a chance, so at least to meet four, five, six times a year, this will help definitely the communication to be improved besides the regular calls.
Yeah, thank you, Tariq. And I note that this is a model that the Internet Society has actually made use of. They meet at ICANN. They meet in other fora as well. Bill, you wanted just a quick response, and I don't want to take too much time. I know the time is ticking so fast.
A couple of bounded things. The WSIS forum is coming up. Is ICANN planning on organizing a session at the WSIS forum?
You mean in May?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the deadline for submission of a workshop proposal is coming up.
Yeah.
And I would say one thing we could do as a start, Tariq, would to do something that involves the community working with staff in putting something together for that.
Sure.
But more generally, I want to come back. I've raised this point before. I'm a little concerned about the WIS, and I raised this in particular in the public internet governance session we did last time in L.A. I'm concerned about the WSIS Plus 10 review and the modalities for stakeholder input and whether people are going to actually get their acts together to provide real effective inputs into that process. It's all, at this point, looking a little bit obscure exactly how people will participate. And, you know, you've got an intergovernmental discussion where a lot of things could go wrong depending on what happens with IANA and a million variables, right? IGF renewal could become a political bargaining chit that gets thrown around. All kinds of stuff could be happening. I wonder, as a real concrete deliverable, would it be useful for this community to think about trying to make some sort of formal input into that process? Okay, Marilyn, you're looking at me funny. So you can explain to me why you think it's not a good idea, but I'm just thinking. I'm really wondering whether this intergovernmental process is going to see much in the way of effective stakeholder inputs. Tell me what you're thinking, because I know you're engaged there.
Actually, I'm going to defer and share my thoughts after the other people in the queue get to speak. I did want to discuss the WSIS Plus 10 review process, but I'd rather do it after we hear what the other folks have to say and then talk about whether it is useful or effective or harmful. Because sometimes approaches can actually, certain ecosystems respond better to some approaches than to others. So I'd like to come back to that.
All right, thank you, Marilyn. I do note that specific discussions on the WSIS Plus 10 can probably take the rest of the afternoon. And we do have a session, the public session will be addressing. We'll be talking about this, so maybe that would be a good time at that moment with probably more people also around the room. On the process itself, though, that seems to be a good example. But Tariq?
No, thank you. I mean, I want to comment on what Bill has said. The process is fuzzy, as you know, of the preparation for WSIS. Unfortunately, we don't know exactly when the two ambassadors or conveners will be selected. Who will they be? What is really the input going to be? Are they going to take the ITU input and the UNESCO input and input from ECOSOC or NOC? I mean, many questions. And we give it enough attention at ICANN. The board also is very concerned about what will happen, as well as ICANN's leadership and management, Fadi. So it is going to be a hot topic on the agenda. There will be coordination very close with ISOC. The meeting with ISOC is on Wednesday, Nigel, or Wednesday, yeah. Wednesday, so this will be a good opportunity that Nigel maybe can talk about it in the public session on Thursday as such. We have presence now in New York. Vernie Markovsky is in New York since 1 year, so we started to be aware that we cannot leave New York without presence from ICANN. We will empower that presence probably, but also whoever from the community can help us while we engage with the community there, which is a different community even than the Geneva community.
Thank you, Tarek. So I think maybe we can... there was a question on the chat, actually, on who was the dedicated contact person from your team for the working group. I believe it is Nigel.
Nigel and Rachel.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the thing. So I think perhaps if we can commit to having some kind of process, whereas when you have inputs that are in the sort of more formal way rather than being the fuzziest of the fuzziest, that could actually be shared with a working group in advance. I don't know what the timelines would be or the time scales would be, whether you do that the night before you fly or whether it's months before. I don't know. Don't want
no,
to.
No, it's not the night.
Okay, next we'll go to Marilia Maciel, and I'll look at the questions on the chat. Marilia, you have the floor.
Thank you very much, Olivier. This is Marilia for the record. Actually, Bill has spoken much of what I wanted to say. First of all, maybe there was some confusion in your question regarding who read the blog post, because I understood that you were talking about Tarek's blog post that is supposed to orient our public session, not this report here. And the report I think that most of people have read because it has circulated on the list. Just specifically about the report, I think it is very useful to keep the community informed about where ICANN is participating, what are the forums that you understand are key for different reasons. But what I miss in the report and I miss in our discussions is really an opportunity for political assessment, a clear, honest discussion about how do you see, what are the main issues, what are the forums that are discussing these issues. We try to map this in our side, but I think that it lacks the input from your side, because I think that you have your own evaluation internally with the board, with the CEO, regarding what are the main fora that ICANN should participate and what are the positions that should be taken there. And I think that we should discuss together what are these positions and not receive maybe a report or a proposal of a position that ICANN will adopt in this forum, but maybe take this space here as an opportunity to really frame from the beginning what are the main issues, which kind of position ICANN should adopt in this forum, and then take a step in really writing down and putting this on paper and writing a document. I think that this is a very privileged space. I agree that it's very important to reach out to different communities such as ISOC, but maybe the most important would be to attract these communities to participate in these discussions here in this cross-community working group, because if you target specifically ISOC or other groups, you are missing a lot of knowledge that is present here in this working group that do not attach to any of these structures. So I think that the other way around, bringing these actors here and using this space really to strategize, and I think that your presence here, Tarek, and I see members of the board too, is really important for us to have this kind of high-level political discussion, because I don't know how far ICANN staff as well can make a political assessment about what are the threats and the opportunities that ICANN as an organization see. And I think that to have a mature discussion with people here that could contribute, and Bill said perfectly, it would even enhance and strengthen ICANN's positions elsewhere. It will be very important that the meetings of the working group, at least the ones that take place in presidential meetings, are attended by you or by senior members too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mirelia. Tarek?
Yeah, when I mentioned ISOC, I was clear. There are clear instructions from the board and the leadership to coordinate with ISOC and others part of the ISTAR ecosystem when it comes to generic common IG issues, not necessarily ICANN specific. So this is the area where we have the mandate and we have the instructions to coordinate closely with them. And this is an agreement between board to board level. This does not mean that we cannot take input from the ICANN's community, but we can also not overlook coordinating with them because of many reasons that I don't want to get into now. But when it comes to the ICANN very specific issues, GTLD, also the IANA here internal within the work group as such, and jurisdiction and other issues that might touch on ICANN's remit. Indeed, we are open to any discussions, assessments, and exchange of ideas. But I also want to say it is not very often that we provide a position paper within a conference. We go there and we speak and we try to influence the decision-making process that is there together with others. So that's very often the modality or the output. And sometimes there is something written that is being delivered, but that's not always the case. Maybe this is in some cases, but not all cases. But we welcome any discussion, and we are ready for any high-level political exchange, either within closed meetings or in whatever forms. This enriches definitely the assessment and the discussion.
Thank you, Tarek. Maybe Marilyn Cade, but for a quick response, because time is ticking.
I'm going to build on what Mariella has said. I opened my – Marilyn Cade speaking. I opened my comments by saying that I referenced the charter, but I'm going to reference the genesis of this group. And I'm sorry that the chair of the board has left, but I'm sure this will be conveyed to him, perhaps by me. The genesis of this group was because this community was disappointed. Was that clearly said enough? Disappointed. That significant actions had been taken that the community was not in any way engaged and consulting on. And I think hearing from Bill, hearing from Mariella, myself, and others, I think we're not just telling, our feedback is, I think, not just that we want to comment on what you are doing. We consider it our responsibility to contribute on planning what you do, as well as helping to make sure that it is widely supported by the community of stakeholders from ICANN. Certainly the board and the senior leadership have the right to decide that your priority focus is on another ISTAR organization in certain areas. But myself, I would interpret the feedback here to be that we think we as a community should also be contributing before major decisions are taken. That is not happening today. I'm very aware it's not happening today, and so is the staff. And I think we're asking, how can we productively contribute? And I'm just looking at Mariella to make sure that I'm. But how can we productively contribute? Because we are the best ambassadors for ICANN.
Thank you, Marilyn. Tarek, you wish to?
No, I mean, no doubt, definitely, that community members, as I said at the beginning, are participating in different fora. They, many of them understand ICANN's remit and ICANN's history and ICANN's evolution and the threats that also exist to the organization, specifically in the coming 12 to 15 months. So it makes a lot of sense that there is a very close coordination, which does not replace or exclude coordination with other players as well as such. But I wanted also to stress that we have the mandate to coordinate with the other ISTARs. But this does not mean that there could not be ICANN community consultation and coordination and input and support.
Thank you, Tarek. We have a question or comment from a participant in the room who is behind me. And if you could please introduce yourself.
Thank you. My name is Ashwin from GEC Indonesia. I'm trying to back a bit because our colleagues mentioned about the some similarities and differences between in the discussion between ICANN and ITU. Now, many of the GEC members here at ICANN also sit in the ITU Council. And ITU Council, we will have meetings next May. Well, I also sit in some activities at ITU Council. And many of the GEC members also do the same. Now, in the ITU Council meetings, discussion on this particular internet governance is always interesting issues. I do not know. My English is not so nice, you know, so I do not know a better word than that. But say you can say sensitive issues, interesting issues, whatever. But it's always people will talk about that. If one or two countries put governance on internet, certainly there are more countries will raise their hands and give intervention or whatever. Now, normally around 2 months before the council, many of the countries will have to submit their contributions to the ITU Council. So my proposal, today, this is the first time ITU Council will meet under the new management, under the new Secretary General and under the new Bureau Director or something like that. Now, it will be useful if our colleagues or the group can share what are the, say, differences or similarities that has been discussed between ICANN and ITU. Now, bearing in mind that during the ITU WECIT in Dubai, discussion on ICT governance is becoming a very hot topic. And many of the countries, if you remember, actually walked out from the Dubai meeting in WECIT. So, because some of the, hot discussion. So I think it will be very useful for the ITU Council members if what happened or what has been discussed can be shared among public, you know. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for this contribution. I think that, Bill, the Thursday session is going to be touching on this, isn't it?
And the ITU Council?
Well, not only the ITU Council, but the various topics of internet governance, the WSIS plus 10, the Net Mundial, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. So we're turning to that point then. We have 10 minutes left.
Yeah, I know, so we do have to move forward. I think looking at the calendar of forthcoming activities is going to be, if we do it in 10 minutes, well, we're not going to achieve anything. But we do need to look at the next session that we will have, which will be the public session. Just prior to that, I think what the gentleman just mentioned here actually is the external process that we've looked at, that we spoke with Tarek. There was the internal process of having the input from the community into ICANN's processes, but there's also this ability of the people around this table in their respective delegations, countries, etc., to influence the process based on the discussions that we are having here, based on the discussions that we're having on the mailing list and that this working group is working on.
Yes.
Oh, great answer. Thank you.
Now, did you want me to say something about Thursday?
So I think perhaps now we can move to Thursday. Otherwise, we'll never reach Thursday. So let's get down to the agenda for Thursday, please.
Okay, so just briefly. So in the past, the public internet governance session that's been held at every ICANN meeting has been planned by the staff. This community had asked that we, from going forward, work with the staff to co-plan these things so that it would be a more participatory activity. That led then to various discussions on the conference calls that we've had as a group about exactly how to organize the agenda. And unfortunately, there's been some back and forth there. There was an agreement that we would talk about the Net Mundial initiative because a number of people were quite interested in that. And then there was initially a thought that the second major topic it would have to do with the relationship between staff and community. Several people had suggested that.
Which is exactly what we've been discussing here.
Which is what we've been talking here. But when we had several consecutive calls, the people who had suggested that weren't on the calls. And then when messages were sent on the email list, we didn't get sort of replies. So we didn't really know what to do in terms of teeing up that question in a way that would work really well as a public performance. So what we decided was that probably we should revert to our first idea, which was, after talking about NetMundial, look more broadly at some of the developments that are going on in some of the various intergovernmental spaces, and try to have an interactive discussion around them. We had apparently Wolfgang Kleinvector, Marilia, Janis Karklins, Sally Wentworth from ISOC, Gender Santos from the government of Brazil, and Nigel, I guess, will be making some initial sorts of comments that we'll weave in there to structure this discussion. And if we run out of juice on that second set of topics around the what's happening in these other spaces, we could then revert and add in a bit more of this discussion of the staff relationship, if that's useful. But I think we simply have to kind of play it by ear and see. But it was impossible to sort of construct the whole session around the notion that we were going to do a deep dive into the staff-community relationship, and we didn't have the people that were suggesting that, and it wasn't clear exactly what the agenda would be. So we will focus on the NetMundial initiative a bit, which I think a number of people want to do, and then go from there to looking at some of the intergovernmental spaces and get some updates and then solicit inputs from people.
And maybe also, I think, WSIS plus 10 and the other processes, which are very important as well. Marilyn Cade?
Thank you, Marilyn Cade speaking. I think we need to pre-identify the those spaces we're thinking about, because the community needs some time themselves to think about what comments they're going to want to offer. There's a very large number of even more people than those that are in the room who have an interest in one or another, I think, of the of those intergovernmental events. So perhaps we would want to be sure that we, if we could identify today at least a set of, we could get those posted so they're on the agenda ahead of time and people have at least 24 hours to be thinking about them.
I would certainly like that. And I thought that if your list of issues could be added to the website for the session, that would at least give people a common informational basis. It's only a couple of pages. That would give them some update, you know, that their short paper. But in terms of things to emphasize in particular, I mean, to me, I would think WSIS plus 10 and maybe IGF renewal are of particular interest to a lot of people, and the politics around that, and the status of the IGF more generally. ICANN has contributed quite a bit to trying to support the IGF, and I think there's always been, in some people's minds, some sort of a mystical relationship between the NetMundial Initiative and IGF that I think is always worth clarifying. So that, you know, we could certainly talk about that. I don't know how deeply you'd want to go into ITU type stuff because it's fairly specialized. If people are not really active in the space, I don't know how many of the people that we'll have here will be up on what's happened in the Council Working Group on Internet public policy issues. But I mean, I know you are. I mean,
it's Marilyn speaking, but look, I think this is an opportunity. We need to decide if we are briefing the community or engaging the community.
And the idea is engaging, but sometimes somebody has to key up an issue briefly.
You have to have hooks and hooks in both ways, the punching hooks and the ones that you can lasso things.
Which is why I guess we invited these people to be conversation starters.
I missed the meeting where we decided to do that, but okay.
Okay, there are quite a few people who wish to take the floor. First, I saw the gentleman over there. I'm sorry, I don't know your name. If you could please introduce yourself.
I'm Walid Al-Sakaf, for the record. I've been involved in ISOC as chair of the Yemen chapter and also within ICANN through the NCUC. But I see that we may actually benefit from current work that's done beyond that. For example, the UNESCO study, Internet study, I'm not sure if you're aware of it, but there's been a lot of work going on there, and I'll be speaking at the conference coming up next month, and one of the fundamental issues is internet governance, and it's an addition to the WSIS review and other aspects, it's important for us not to overlook that, and particularly that it's been fundamentally a research-oriented study. So that's my contribution.
Thank you very much for this, Waleed. And since, Bill, you're leading that session on Thursday, have you taken note of this? And then we'll just add it. Because I'm not quite sure, Renate, can we make the change on the main website? Is it possible to have that the list of topics that we're going to be discussing in that session? I've just looked at it at the moment, and it seems to be extremely woolly. This regular internet governance session will feature a community-wide discussion on topic of the Net Mondial Initiative and other current IG initiatives. Can we sort of focus this?
Yes, of course. Actually, Nigel and I were waiting until the end of this session to finalize the agenda, which will then be posted on the website.
Okay, fantastic. So Bill can work with you on that.
This is the conversation that I think you weren't on the last call, actually. The conversation we had was that after we've had this session, and hopefully things would be clearer, tuned up, and Nigel would then put together a text that would go onto the website that would explain exactly what we're doing.
Okay, excellent. Thanks. Now I've got Marilia, Tarek, and Marilyn. You wish to? No, maybe not. Okay, Marilia, please. Marilia Massil.
Thank you, Olivier. This is Marilia speaking. Well, actually, I like very much the report that was produced by Nigel, and I would like to suggest that we make this report something that is permanent. Like every 3 months that ICANN staff produces a report about the workshops or the events that staff has attended, what were the main outcomes, and that we inform the whole community, that we make this available on the website, not only for the CWG members, but for everybody, and that I think that this would save us a little time in our public sessions when we are in ICANN meetings, because this kind of briefings do not need to be made in person. If people have access to the report before, then they can raise the issues that they think are more controversial, and different people will have different interests. Some will raise about ITU, others will raise about the WSIS process, but that will help us to get the discussion going. And the other point is that I don't think that we need to make a decision between briefing and engaging. I think that briefing can be done in a sort of short way, and the briefing should come up to the point that you just suggested. What are we going to do vis-a-vis WSIS? What are we going to propose a session? Does the community think this is a good idea? Because I think this shouldn't be a session of the CWG together with staff. We should test with the community if this is a good idea, if they have topics to suggest, for instance. So maybe to brief a little bit, and I agree with you on the topics. I think WSIS Plus 10 and IGF Renewal are pretty much what is at stake this year, and then try to see, okay, if these are the topics, then what are we going to do as a community about that, and test the ideas that we come up with here. And I think that yours regarding a session in WSIS is a very good one for a start. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Marilia. And your suggestion that Nigel produces regular briefings, for those people looking listening remotely, Nigel has a red tie and his head has just turned equally as red, at least from this part of the world. Next is Tarek.
I just wanted to second what Waleed has said concerning the UNESCO paper, especially that there will be an internet policy-related conference for UNESCO on the first week of March. As such, it's not yet 100% clear what type of input it will give to the WSIS plus 10 process, but it might be also an opportunity to build on. Yeah.
Thank you, Tarek. Marilyn, Kate?
I just want to, it's Marilyn speaking, I want to really reinforce the idea that we do include information about the UNESCO. The report has four elements. The fourth one, four areas. The fourth one is the ethical uses of the internet, and this is a very significant area of interest to governments. And in my dialogue with the senior leadership at UNESCO, one thing that people who are planning to participate should be aware of is there will be an output document, which is a consensus document that is agreed to those who participate. And it will then go, it'll be considered in April at their board. It will then go to the annual meeting in, I believe it's September. But it would be highly unlikely that it would not be approved to send forward if it has been approved by the board. So I encourage us, I think informationally, to the broad community, it would really be an added value for us to include that.
Can I ask, as the moderator of the session on Thursday, who do I look to talk about the UNESCO report? Walid, you're on top of the. I have not read it. So who could actually? We're going to be in front of 100 people. Who can actually talk about it?
It's going to be 250 people, and Walid could kick off, and I could follow.
Okay,
fantastic. Well, it sounds like we've got a Thursday session, and of course we are running out of time. We're already behind the official closing time for this. Agenda item number 4 was looking at the calendar of forthcoming activities for the whole year, and I looked at the calendar, and it looks like it probably needs an hour and a half just to look at that. I would suggest that since now we do have the link in there, you have a look at it, and we can follow up on this. I certainly take from this session that we now have some first step into implementing some relationship between staff and the community and being able to move forward with that. Perhaps could I suggest that we put this as a pilot project until Buenos Aires, and then we'll take stock in Buenos Aires how well it's worked. Or before Buenos Aires, who knows. But that's great. So I thank you all. I was going to say any other business, but it looks like if we start any new business, it's going to take another hour. So I thank you all for coming here, and look forward to see you all in the session, which will take place. I don't even know the location on Thursday.
11:15 till 12:30.
11:15 to 12:30, and it will be on. It's on the schedule. So thanks very much to everyone, and see you on Thursday. Bye bye.